It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Week 10 of football's in the books. Time to get ready for week 11. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week 11, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure to use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time for Tucker's Tape, and we welcome in our good friend Ross Tucker. How are you doing today, Ross?
Jim, I am fantastic. Always look forward to our conversations. And like I say every week, I am not going to let the performance of Penn State football team get me down. We've got a bunch of listeners that want to hear my thoughts and they want to find out what's going on. And that's my job.
I'll tell you what, sometimes it sounds like a broken record this season, but Ross, yep, we're following up on another disappointing loss, this time to Nebraska. Before we get to my questions, let me just get your final thoughts on that game.
Right. So I got a lot, actually, Jim. I thought that the offensive line run blocked better, for sure. And I thought that's a really good sign for them moving forward. And I think their best configuration, I know they're moving some guys around, giving some other guys an opportunity, but it does seem like their best line right now is when they have Caden Wallace at right tackle and Will Fries at right guard. And, you know, there was a pretty good job of getting push up front and giving the running backs, you know, some room. I thought all the running backs showed improvement as well. Devin Ford had some nice cuts. Lee obviously had the long touchdown run, which was honestly just a mistake by the Nebraska kid. He just kind of overran it. Like, he should have been right there to smash him for a loss of like two. So that actually wasn't a great blocked play by Penn State. And I think Will Levis running the football is a real threat as well. You know, he's obviously a little bit of a different runner than Clifford. It doesn't seem like he's got great vision, I would say, but he does have, you know, pretty good power and size to be able to push through, you know, some arm tackles, which is nice. Overall, I felt like Levis played better than Clifford for sure. And gave them a little bit of a spark, both the run game, and he made some nice throws. The big thing, though, is obviously the turnovers. I mean, both of the turnovers by Sean Clifford were just really, really bad. I mean, the interception wasn't even close. The fumble, it's one guy. You just can't be giving the other team 7 points like that when one guy comes in and starts to get you. So anyway, I think Clifford going to Levis was the right move. Those turnovers ended up obviously being really the difference in the game. I would say, Jim, that those turnovers and the red zone were really the difference in the game. I thought the play calling and the efficiency in the red zone left a lot to be desired. Felt like they were throwing a lot of corner routes to receivers, undersized receivers in the corner of the end zone. I mean, those are tough plays to make. It's got to be pinpoint accurate. You got to drop it in, and the coverage was pretty good, and Penn State doesn't really have like that big go up and get it contested catch type of receiver. So I thought the red zone was obviously a major issue. Another positive was Jason Owe. He has really stepped it up on the defensive side of the ball. He's been pretty consistent. They need some other guys, I feel like, to do the same and to take that next step as well, because they just weren't good enough again defensively, especially, you know, early in the game, especially in the first half. I mean, I think, you know, after they gave up 17, they weren't bad after that. You know, it was a touchdown by Clifford's fumble that they got. And then after that, Penn State really just held Nebraska to a couple field goals, which I think is pretty good. I guess the last thing I would say about that, well, let me say two more things. So Levis better than Clifford, but I still feel like there's sort of some pocket presence and situational awareness issues with Will Levis a little bit. Maybe that'll just come with time. And I thought, you know, it was not great clearly at the end of the game with the offensive line from a pass protection standpoint. And I guess the last thing I would say, and I'm getting it all out, Jim, before you fire off your questions at me, but, you know, red zone play calling and the turnovers, the difference in the game was the red zone and the turnovers. I think most people can agree with that. I guess big picture, my comment and or question would be, should it even come down to that against Nebraska? Right? Like, they haven't been a very good team. Penn State came into the year as a top 10 team. You know, Nebraska had one turnover, Penn State had two, and you would think that maybe Penn State would be good enough that they would be able to separate a little bit more from Nebraska so that they don't lose when they have to settle for field goals in the red zone. So that's just kind of a big picture thing that I was kind of thinking about.
Well, Ross, you hit on a lot of the things that I was going to ask you about. So I want to throw a theory at you. And as a former player, you might be better equipped to answer this question. Sean Clifford has been a huge disappointment this season, especially with the turnovers. But there's plenty of blame to go around. The defense hasn't played well. What I found interesting was right after they made the switch to Will Levis, the defense started playing better. My question is, how much of this is the momentum, the negative momentum, when Sean Clifford makes a mistake on the offense with the turnover? How much effect does that have on the defense? And when you have the situation where Will Levis comes in and provides a bit of a spark on the offense, all of a sudden the defense is playing better. Is there a cause and effect there?
I do think, by the way, Jim, that was a very nice question. That almost sounded like you had it written down. Is there a cause and effect there? I like that.
No, I didn't have that written down. How about
that,
Ross? Wow,
that was very smooth and well stated off the top of your head there. I would say there's no doubt in my mind. It's funny because you talk to some analytics people and they will tell you that momentum's not really a thing. It doesn't exist. And man, I would tell you anecdotally that it certainly feels like it does to me. It certainly feels like there's such a thing as momentum. And I don't think there's any doubt that when one side of the ball starts to have success, that the other side of the ball can feast on it a little bit. And the opposite can be true, which is if one side of the ball struggles, I mean, first of all, it puts the other side of the ball in a bad situation. We know that. But it can also feel like it snowballs a little bit. It does seem like the defense comes better, or the offense does better when they come on the field after a turnover, or the defense does better when the offense just scored a touchdown, and vice versa.
Well, that's what I felt too, and I'm, of course, hoping that moves forward to the next game. But let's talk about the quarterback play. Again, no doubt Sean Clifford has been a disappointment so far this year. What did you think of the timing of the change from Sean Clifford to Will Levis?
I didn't have much of a problem with it. I didn't think you should bench him. I didn't think you should bench Clifford after one interception. I thought that would have been a little bit premature. I think it was clear after the fumble that you just couldn't have him out there anymore with the mistakes he was making. And it was time. So I thought that was fine. I know, I guess there are people that, you know, probably wanted Levis to start the game. I'm sure there are people that, you know, felt like Levis should be in after that interception. And I, you know, I don't have a great argument against them other than I would always kind of err on the side of caution of not pulling a guy, especially someone that led them to 11 wins last year, and give them that opportunity as opposed to, you know, given too quick of a hook.
Well, then let's talk about going forward. Is there any chance that Will Levis doesn't start this coming week? And can this team win with Will Levis as their quarterback?
I would be very surprised if Will Levis doesn't start. I mean, I really think Will Levis will start this game, and I'd be very surprised if he didn't. So that's number one. And then I do think he can I think he is a guy, he just needs more experience. I mean, he's physically really impressive. He's got a great arm, really puts a lot of zip on the football. He runs well. I mean, he is a physical specimen. He's what you're looking for in terms of the total package there. I just think it feels like he just needs more time running the offense, more time as a starter. He's inexperienced, and I think you're going to have some issues that come along with being inexperienced.
Well, it's that time, Ross. We got to get a prediction from you. Our DraftKings spread, Penn State is a 2.5-point underdog in this game with Iowa, and the over-under is 47.5 points.
Man, you know what? I'm going to take Penn State to win, although Iowa was awfully impressive against Minnesota last Friday night. I guess I just kind of feel like with Levis playing the whole game, and I think he will, I don't think he'll turn it over like Clifford had been, and I think that's the difference as Penn State wins this one 24-23, a barn burner.
Wow, you got it as a close one, and you've got it just barely on the under by a half a point. Okay, Ross, that's it for Tucker's Tape. In our next segment, you get to take over and you get to ask Ross your questions. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.